Hey guys, this is David Eichwood. This is the first podcast that we've ever done here, and very excited about starting this. Now, I wanted to first talk about the NBA and then kind of go into the NFL as we move forward. Not sure how long it's going to be, but we'll see how it goes. Now, you know, exciting time for the NBA, just after the All-Star break with Russell Westbrook getting the MVP award. Played very well, has been playing very well, and, you know, deserves MVP consideration, being that he's been playing so well, especially in February, like 30 points, 10 assists per game, and really leading this team without Kevin Durant. Everyone knew that he could do it. It's just really fun to watch him being able to play without having to worry about giving Kevin Durant all the shots and the touches and everything like that. So, very interesting to see what will happen with him the rest of the year if Durant can't play. Now, the West is very stacked. A lot of good teams. I would say probably the coolest thing to look for in the West is just to see down the road about, you know, who can really stay healthy. I think that's going to be the main thing, because I think any team in the West could win that are in like the top, you know, 8-ish teams, being that Oklahoma City's like the 8th team right now. You can make a strong argument that any of those teams could come out of the West, which is not something that you normally could say, especially, you know, when you look at the East. You can probably only say that 3 teams right now can come out of the East with Derrick Rose's recent injury, which is unfortunate for Chicago Bulls fans. But they're a little bit used to it now with not seeing him play for the last couple of years. But, yeah, I mean, there isn't really a team that you can't say won't come out of the West. You have Golden State, who just recently lost to Cleveland Cavaliers, but, you know, Steph Curry's playing insane. They're a great team, so you can't really say they can't, you know, possibly make it in. The 8th seed, Oklahoma City, yeah, you know, if they didn't have Durant, it would be difficult, but I still see it, which is interesting to see an 8th seed, even without the MVP from last year, still has, you know, a chance to make it out. And then you have guys like the Portland Trailblazers, Marcus Aldridge, if he can stay healthy, easily a team that can come out of the West. James Harden, hopefully Dwight Howard can come back, because they'll need him. Now, the Memphis Grizzlies have been a team that's been in the playoffs for the last couple years. Marcus Gasol's been playing really well. Conley. They have a good nucleus of guys, and hopefully they can find a way to come together and, you know, try to come out of the West, because they deserve it. They've been there. They're experienced, and they just need that push to, you know, make it out of the West. They're a team that no one wants to play. Obviously, the Spurs, you know, they're not playing great right now, but I'm not worried about that at all. They're a team that's going to make it in the playoffs, and then they'll know, okay, we need to, you know, we need to play now, especially if they get a guy like Ray Allen, which I'm not sure if they will, but Popovich just knows what he's doing. He's going to have his guys ready for the playoffs, without a doubt. And who else am I missing here? Overall, the West is very stacked. Probably missing someone else. But, yeah, the West is very stacked. And there isn't a team out there that I don't see being able to make it to the championship game. Now, when looking at the East, you have a lot of, you know, talented pieces. Especially when you look at, like, the Cleveland, they've, you know, done a great job. I mean, look at this team from, you know, last year. They had, you know, nobody. I think Kyrie Irving was, like, maybe the only guy. Tristan Thompson, too. But those are the only two players that they had at this time last year. And now they just have, they're just loaded completely with stars all over the place. And they got role players that can score and rebound really well and play, you know, tough defense. So you can't, there isn't a spot on Cleveland that isn't stacked, and I love the addition of Kendrick Perkins, because he's a guy that can come in, he can be physical, he's a guy that can play anyone tough, and Mozgov's, you know, a great pickup. J.R. Smith can come off, you know, the bench, or he can start, whatever you need him to do, and this is a guy, if he's on his game, I mean, no one can stop him. You know, he's sixth man of the year a couple years ago, and if he's on his game, it's impossible to, you know, stop him from scoring. He's just that talented. He's in from threes. And he's going to be open. He's not going to have to create his own shot because you have four other players that are better than him on the floor almost at any time. So, competitors for Cleveland, I'd have to say Washington somewhat would scare me, being that they've been there, you know, last year, and if Beal's healthy, never know what could happen. Atlanta's playing very well. Haven't seen them in the playoffs, so I don't know how they would do against this Cleveland team, but you never know. They're a team that could sneak in there. And they have a lot of great pieces. They play together, and that's a team you don't really want to play. Toronto has been there. That hasn't really made any noise, but you never know. They're a team, kind of a dark horse team, that has had a great record, a couple of great guys, and it will be interesting to see what they can do as a unit in the playoffs. And then you have a couple of other teams. It's unfortunate that Chris Bosh got injured. Unfortunately, had the blood clot in his lungs, and that really derailed them completely because he's out for the season. And they don't really have a lot of inside presence there, so you're counting on Dwayne Wade, which you don't know if he will be healthy, and then you're counting on Goran Dragic, who's a good player, but I think they really needed Chris Bosh to be healthy if they were going to make a run at Cleveland. So I heard Skip Bayless, actually it was Stephen A., he was, saying, like, he doesn't even want Cleveland to make the NBA Finals because he doesn't want LeBron to, lose another championship. Which, this is a great team, just kind of like Miami was the first year that LeBron went there. And people are just, might be skeptical to think, okay, all new pieces, all new team, can we go to the NBA Finals and end up winning a 7-game series against one of these powerhouses? The team I forgot was the Los Angeles Clippers in the West. They're a very good team. Hopefully Blake Griffin can get healthy. And and Dallas Mavericks. Both those teams are, again, wouldn't surprise me if they came out of the West and won. Rondo's been having some issues lately with Rick Carlisle. I watched him in Boston a lot, had those issues with Doc Rivers in the past. Everyone thought that he was, mature. But that's kind of, I guess, how he is. And I haven't seen, him elevate their game that much to say, like, okay, he's worth, because if you look at the deal, watching Boston, I'll lap him from Boston, and I saw, the pieces that they got for him, and Jay Crowder's been playing very well for Boston, double-double machine, really been, hustling down the floor, so, and they got a draft pick, so really like what they were able to do, getting because Rondo was probably going to leave in free agency anyway, so they at least got some pieces for him. But not really, probably not pleasing Mark Cuban very much that he's not doing that well. But on the Clippers side, DeAndre Jordan's been playing absolutely amazing. We all know that he could play good, but it was just a question of can he make his free throws. That was the major, major thing. Because if he can make his free throws, this guy's, if I'm the best center of the league, he's in the top three in my book with how he plays. So great NBA season. It's not coming down, to the end because there's still, a whole half of the year left. But it will be interesting. I think the West, those eight teams that are in the top eight right now, that's going to stay the way it is because Phoenix got rid of a couple pieces and Anthony Davis just doesn't seem like he can get healthy. So I don't see those teams losing one of their spots, but you never know. It would all, it all depends. But I see those eight seeds, kind of just flip flopping around differently, and the East will kind of stay the same way. Now, when I did a video on YouTube looking at the MVP race a while ago, and I've been right about most things. Besides, I didn't really see the emergence of Russell Westbrook. My thought was that, I knew he was going to be really good. I didn't know he's going to be this good. But I had Steph Curry in there. LeBron just played a really good game. I'm not sure if he'll make, the cut there, because right now it's a three-way, kind of tie between Russell, James Harden, and Steph Curry. But just watching Russell Westbrook play, he's going to be in, right in that consideration at the end there. And the only reason I have James Harden a little bit higher than Steph Curry is because he's doing it without Dwight Howard. I don't know if, if Klay Thompson and Klay Thompson wasn't playing, if, he was hurt, I don't know if Golden State would be as good as they are right now. So, you know, having, you know, Houston be where they are and having Dwight Howard, you know, be hurt in many games he's been out, I just think that's, propels him a little bit higher than Curry just because he's been doing it without Dwight Howard. But I think people will vote for Steph Curry if indeed they have the best record in the West by the end of the year. But you never know with different things that can happen over this course of the year. Hopefully everyone stays healthy because this is a great, MVP race to watch, and it will only continue to get better. So, I'm trying to go now towards talking about different NFL topics, which is something that I will do on occasion here in the podcast. Right now there's a couple of major free agents that are coming up. I saw a story today with Dez Bryant. Reportedly, he had some incident in 2011 at some Walmart. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I don't really understand why it wasn't leaked sooner than this. I think the Cowboys will get in a lot of trouble if there was an incident and they were covering it up and then they just kind of unleashed it now when they want to get a better deal for Dez Bryant. Something like that. I mean, it's really kind of crazy to think about that they would do something like that. But that's the kind of way life is, I guess. And they had this information and now they're kind of using it for their own personal gain, because they want to be able to sign DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant, and they know that they won't be able to do that if they both want, max deals. It'll be harder to do that because they've always had problems with their salary cap. So, but he's a guy you need to lock down unless, there is some off-the-field issues that they just can't handle. But other than that, wow, he's a player. I mean, I would, honestly, right now, I would want to have him on my team more than I would want Calvin Johnson, just because I know Calvin Johnson was hurt last year, so it was a little bit different, but just watching the way that you can just throw the ball to, Dez Bryant, and Tony Romo's better than most people give him credit for, but you can just throw the ball to Dez Bryant, and he's going to go up and catch it. Personally, I thought that was, a bullshit call there, especially at the end against Green Bay when they didn't give him that touchdown. I think the Cowboys should have been playing the Seahawks, and who knows what would have happened. I don't think anyone would have been able to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, but I definitely think they would have given the Seahawks more run for their money. So other free agents, Dominican Sue for the Lions, great, the best defensive, lineman that there is in the league, by many people's eyes, a guy that, you're scared to even, run the ball against him, just because he just blocks up that lane, and you look at every team that went up against them this year, they just didn't run the ball very well. He's a difference maker. Yes, he has tons of issues. Yes, a lot of people don't like him. Personally, I like him just because I think he's, he's a football player. He's supposed to, attack constantly, and, you're not a nice guy. And I think he takes it, a little bit overboard sometimes. He doesn't have to do all the things that he does, but it will be interesting to see where he lands. Some people are saying he wants to go to Seattle. It's his first choice. Second choice is Detroit. And Detroit, they just cut Reggie Bush. They hope that can be, they're trying to clean up all the salary cap that they can in order to sign this guy. They don't want to lose this guy. Megatron might take a pay cut. Matthew Stafford might take a pay cut. And they want to sign this guy because he's a major, major part of the defense. And you lose him, then who knows what their defense would be like. So, other guys, Marshawn Lynch, Russell Wilson, maybe still get signed. But a lot of free agency will be starting here pretty soon. And hopefully, we could see some of these guys, signing with teams. I saw today that Amari Cooper is no longer on Todd McShay's draft board. Like, they're picking a guy from West Virginia that seems very fast, very talented. I think he ran like a 4.3 or some crazy number like that at the combine. So, crazy fast. Some people are comparing Dez Bryant in terms of how he can go up and grab the ball from the defender. So, the Oakland Raiders, they need help at that spot. So, they need to grab somebody for Derek Carr. So, you either need to get a really good offensive lineman so you can protect him, or you need to get a guy that you can throw the ball to. Personally, I like a guy you can throw the ball to, because you can pick up good offensive linemen in free agency, and the Oakland Raiders have plenty of money to go out and get anybody they want. So, if I was the GM, I wouldn't think about offensive linemen. I'd be thinking about, okay, it's hard for us to get a wide receiver in free agency, so let's draft one that we know we can count on for the next 5 to 10 years. Which, hopefully, they make the right decision, because the Oakland Raiders fans desperately, and they deserve, to have a winning season here pretty soon and be relevant again, because their fans are, they're not the best fans, but they're too good to not see something like that. Definitely it'll be exciting here pretty soon, and we will see what happens there. Now, another thing, Deflategate is reportedly, I haven't heard anything about it. They were crazy talking about it for the week before Super Bowl. Everyone was talking about it, Patriots cheating, blah, blah, blah. And it just doesn't seem like the NFL's had a good handle on just about anything in the past, year or so, maybe longer. It just seems like they've dropped the ball on just about every, major incident that's gone on. And the biggest one, I think, was the Ray Rice issue, not being able to solve that, not being able to get the video, and just letting him play, and then giving him, a 2-game suspension, and then the video came out, and then they, oh shit, we messed up, so we have to, solve this issue. So, the NFL, Roger Goodell's, hopefully, he's definitely found a way to, get the attention away from him, and, he was under some hot water there for a while, but it's not like he was going to get fired. He just, declined to do interviews. And I think that if they don't punish anyone in the Patriots organization, then people are going to be, gunning for his head, because people hate the Patriots. But, Patriots kicked their ass, the Colts' ass, in the second half when they had legally inflated footballs. So, who knows, Colts fans are going to bitch, and everyone's gonna bitch because they don't like the Patriots. Let's face it, they've won, they keep winning, winning the division, and they don't like them, understandably, even though I am a Patriots fan. So, Roger Goodell will need to make a, decision sometime soon, because the longer that you put it off, the longer people are just going to be thinking that you're buddy-buddy with Kraft, and if they really can't find any evidence, then they can't really punish anyone, because their own officials didn't log how much air that was in the balls before the game. So, kind of on them as well. Kind of, you have to blame the officials here as well. And don't act like everyone cheats when you have, a coach in Pete Carroll that, screwed over his school, then left, and everyone seems to have forgotten that. So this was my first podcast. If you've listened to this point, I appreciate it, and I would appreciate any tips. So thank you, and enjoy your day.